This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush is expected to activate up to 50,000 members of the National Guard and Reserves, and they will aid recovery and security efforts in the wake of Tuesday's terrorist attacks. This is one of the topics under discussion at President Bush's cabinet meeting. A massive investigation is underway following Tuesday's terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. 18 men involved in the four suicide hijackings Tuesday have been identified, and the hunt is on for people who assisted them. Joining me now is NPR's Ted Clark. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
There are conflicting accounts this morning about the detention of several people at New York area airports last night.
That's right. Very conflicting accounts. Start at the beginning here, in the New York area yesterday, the three major airports were opened briefly and then were shut down very suddenly. And there were reports from several news organizations overnight that about 10 people had been detained yesterday as they attempted to board aircraft. According to some reports, they tried to board the planes in two groups. And according to one report, the people who were detained yesterday were armed with knives and had false identification. A passenger on one of the scheduled flights yesterday was interviewed on television last night, and he said the officers with guns drawn had stormed the flight from the front and the rear. They handcuffed and removed three people, and then the flight was canceled. But this morning, a U.S. official has told NPR that no one is under arrest, no one is detained, and that the situation has been resolved. And Senator Joseph Biden, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, was interviewed on NBC's Today show this morning, and he said the reports this morning were erroneous over who was arrested, what they had in their possession, and why they were arrested. Biden said he's talked to FBI and CIA officials about this. The people detained yesterday apparently were suspected of being linked to the Tuesday attack, but Biden says the FBI has told him that they, in fact, had no connection to Tuesday's attack.
Remarkably detailed reports for being erroneous reports.
Extremely detailed.
Well, what about the hijackers who died in Tuesday's suicide attacks?
Well, we've learned a little bit more about the movements of some of these suspects prior to the Tuesday attacks. Again, these are reports from the media. The Washington Post, for example, reports that the police chief in Portland, Maine, said that two of the suspected hijackers spent the night before the attack in a motel in South Portland. And then, reportedly, a video camera at Portland Airport recorded the two men passing through a security checkpoint at 5:33 a.m. Tuesday. They boarded a flight for Boston and presumably got onto the doomed airliner from there.
This is a worldwide investigation now.
That's right. The investigation extends as far as Asia. Most recently, there have been new findings in Europe. Authorities in Germany said Thursday that three of the suspected terrorists on board the hijacked planes that crashed on Tuesday once lived in Hamburg and were part of an organization that had been formed to destroy symbolic U.S. targets. This is according to the Associated Press. And the Los Angeles Times reports that Italian police have reopened an investigation into an incident last April in which thieves stole a uniform, a badge, passports, and other documents from two American Airlines pilots in Rome. And presumably these could have been used to fake identity and get onto an airplane.
So this has possibly been going on for some time, this plot.
Yes, if all of these reports are true, this has been a long time in the planning.
Any further word on who might be behind all this?
Osama bin Laden, the Saudi exile who is in Afghanistan, remains the prime suspect. Secretary of State Colin Powell made that clear when he was speaking to reporters yesterday. But no individual, no group, no country has been formally accused of planning this attack. And terrorism experts believe the attack on Tuesday was so complex and so expensive, it may have been beyond the capacity of Osama bin Laden himself to have pulled it off, and it's possible that other groups and perhaps other governments may have been involved.
NPR's Ted Clark.